Value investing. Introduction to value investing. Definition and principles of value investing. Value investing is an investment strategy that involves buying undervalued stocks or assets in the hope that their true value will be recognized by the market over time. The core principle of value investing is to buy low and sell high, making investments based on intrinsic value rather than short-term market fluctuations. Key takeaways from the article: value investing is a strategy that involves buying undervalued stocks in order to generate long-term capital appreciation. The benefits of value investing include lower risk, higher potential returns, a focus on fundamental analysis, a long-term perspective, and a contrarian approach. By implementing value investing principles in your investment portfolio, you can potentially enhance your returns and minimize risk over the long term. The key principles of value investing include 1. Fundamental analysis. Value investors focus on analyzing the financial fundamentals of a company, such as its earnings, cash flow, and assets, to determine its intrinsic value. 2. Margin of safety. Value investors seek to invest in stocks that are trading below their intrinsic value, providing a margin of safety to protect against potential future downturns. 3. Long-term perspective. Value investing is a long-term strategy that requires patience and discipline. Investors aim to hold onto their investments until their true value is recognized by the market. Benefits of value investing. There are several benefits to practicing value investing. 1. Potential for higher returns. By buying undervalued stocks, value investors have the potential to generate higher returns when the market recognizes the true value of their investments. 2. Lower risk. Value investing focuses on investing in companies with solid financials and a margin of safety. This can help reduce the risk of capital loss and provide stability in volatile market conditions. 3. Contrarian approach. Value investing often involves going against the crowd and investing in unloved or overlooked companies. This contrarian approach can lead to unique investment opportunities and potentially higher returns. 4. Focus on fundamentals. Value investing encourages investors to focus on the fundamental aspects of a company, such as its earnings, assets, and cash flow. This emphasis on fundamentals can provide a more stable and reliable investment strategy compared to chasing short-term market trends. Value investing is a proven investment strategy that has been used by successful investors such as Warren Buffett and Benjamin Graham. It requires careful analysis, discipline, and a long-term perspective, but can potentially provide superior returns and lower risk compared to other investment approaches. 2. Benjamin Graham's approach. Overview of Benjamin Graham's value investing philosophy. Benjamin Graham, often referred to as the father of value investing, developed a revolutionary approach to investing in stocks. His philosophy was based on the principle of buying stocks that are undervalued in relation to their true intrinsic value. Graham believed that by identifying and investing in these undervalued stocks, investors could achieve long-term success and minimize the risk of significant losses. Some key principles of Benjamin Graham's value investing philosophy include: margin of safety. Graham emphasized the importance of purchasing stocks at a significant discount to their intrinsic value, creating a margin of safety that protects investors from potential losses. Fundamental analysis. Unlike other forms of investing that focus on market trends and speculation, Graham's approach emphasized the importance of analyzing a company's financial statements and fundamental metrics to determine its true value. Long-term perspective, Graham believed in taking a long-term approach to investing, looking beyond short-term market fluctuations and focusing on the underlying value of a company. Emotional discipline. Graham stressed the importance of emotional discipline and avoiding irrational investment decisions driven by fear or greed. He advised investors to stick to their investment strategy and not be swayed by market sentiment. Key concepts from The Intelligent Investor. Graham's book, The Intelligent Investor, is considered one of the most influential investment books of all time. It introduces several key concepts that form the foundation of value investing, including Mr. Market. Graham introduced the concept of Mr. Market, an imaginary figure who offers to buy or sell stocks at different prices each day. Graham advised investors to take advantage of Mr. Market's irrational behavior by buying when prices are low and selling when prices are high. Intrinsic value. Graham emphasized the importance of determining a company's intrinsic value, which represents its true worth based on its underlying assets, earnings, and future prospects. Margin of safety. This concept, mentioned earlier, refers to the difference between a stock's intrinsic value and its market price. Graham believed that a sufficient margin of safety was crucial to protect investors from potential losses. By applying Benjamin Graham's value investing principles and concepts, investors can make informed investment decisions based on a company's underlying value rather than market speculation. This approach has been proven to be successful over the years and continues to be followed by many value investors today. 3. Warren Buffett's investment strategy. Warren Buffett, known as the Oracle of Omaha, is one of the most successful investors of all time. His investment philosophy is centered around the concept of value investing. Here are some key elements of Warren Buffett's investment strategy. Warren Buffett's value investing strategy. 1. Buying undervalued stocks. Buffett looks for companies that are trading at a lower price than their intrinsic value. He believes that over time, the market will recognize the true value of these stocks, resulting in capital appreciation. 2. Focus on long-term investments. Buffett is not interested in short-term market fluctuations. He takes a long-term approach and invests in companies that he believes will prosper over time. He emphasizes the importance of patience and holding on to stocks for the long run. 3. Quality over quantity. Buffett chooses companies with strong fundamentals and a competitive advantage in their industry. He focuses on companies with a solid business model, stable earnings, and a strong management team. 4. Margin of safety. Buffett looks for a sufficient margin of safety when investing. He wants to buy stocks at a price significantly below its intrinsic value, minimizing the risk of losing money. Lessons from Buffett's successful investments. Throughout his career, Warren Buffett has shared valuable lessons from his successful investments. Here are some key takeaways. Do your own research. Buffett emphasizes the importance of conducting thorough research before making an investment. He advises investors to understand the business model, financials, and competitive landscape of a company before investing. Stick to your circle of competence. Buffett advises investors to stay within their area of expertise. He believes that investors should only invest in companies they understand well and can evaluate with confidence. Ignore market noise. Buffett suggests ignoring short-term market fluctuations and focus on the long-term potential of investments. He believes that market volatility offers opportunities for value investors. Be patient. Buffett advocates for patience in investing. He advises against frequent trading and encourages long-term ownership of stocks. Learn from your mistakes. Buffett acknowledges that not all investment decisions will be successful. He believes in admitting mistakes, learning from them, and applying those lessons to future investments. Warren Buffett's value investing strategy has proven to be successful over the years. By following his principles and applying his lessons, investors can adopt a disciplined approach to investing and increase their chances of long-term success. 4. Value investing metrics. Important metrics for value investors. Value investing is a strategy that involves buying stocks that are trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. To identify undervalued stocks, value investors analyze various financial metrics. Here are some important metrics that value investors commonly use. 1. Price-to-earnings ratio, P/E. The P/E ratio compares the price of a stock to its earnings per share, EPS. A low P/E ratio suggests that a stock may be undervalued compared to its earnings potential. 2. Price-to-book ratio, P/B. The P/B ratio compares the market price of a stock to its book value per share. A low P/B ratio may indicate that a stock is undervalued relative to its assets. 3. Dividend yield. The dividend yield is a measure of the annual dividend payments made by a company divided by its stock price. A high dividend yield suggests that a stock may be undervalued and offers income potential. 4. Price-to-sales ratio, P/S. The P/S ratio compares the market price of a stock to its revenue per share. A low P/S ratio may indicate that a stock is undervalued relative to its sales. 5. Earnings yield. The earnings yield is the inverse of the P/E ratio and represents the earnings per share divided by the stock price. A high earnings yield suggests that a stock may be undervalued, using metrics to identify undervalued stocks. Value investors use these metrics to identify stocks that are trading below their intrinsic value and have the potential for future appreciation. By comparing a stock's current price to its fundamental metrics, investors can determine if the stock is undervalued relative to its peers, industry, or historical averages. It is important to note that these metrics should not be used in isolation but should be considered alongside other factors, such as industry trends, company financials, and qualitative analysis. Value investors also consider the margin of safety, which refers to the difference between the estimated intrinsic value of a stock and its market price. They look for stocks that have a significant margin of safety, providing a cushion against potential losses and increasing the likelihood of a positive return on investment. By combining these metrics with thorough research and analysis, value investors aim to find stocks that have the potential to outperform the market over the long term. It's important to note that value investing requires patience and discipline, as it may take time for the market to recognize the true value of a stock. The famous value investors profile of successful value investors and case studies of their investment strategies. Value investing has been a successful investment strategy for many renowned investors in the financial industry. Here are profiles of some famous value investors and case studies of their investment strategies. Warren Buffett, known as the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett is one of the most successful value investors of all time. He focuses on buying undervalued companies with strong fundamentals and holding them for the long term. Berkshire Hathaway, the conglomerate he leads, has consistently outperformed the market due to his value investing approach. Benjamin Graham, often referred to as the father of value investing, Benjamin Graham's book, The Intelligent Investor, is considered a must-read for value investors. He emphasized the importance of analyzing a company's intrinsic value and buying stocks when they are trading at a significant discount to their true worth. Graham's investment approach has stood the test of time and influenced many successful investors, including Warren Buffett. Charlie Munger is the business partner of Warren Buffett and vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway. He is known for his sharp intellect and rationality in making investment decisions. Munger combines value investing principles with his own unique perspective, focusing on companies with durable competitive advantages and strong management teams. Case studies of their investment strategies can provide valuable insights into the value investing approach. For example, Warren Buffett's investment in Coca-Cola. Buffett acquired a significant stake in Coca-Cola in the late 1980s when the company was facing challenges. His belief in the brand's long-term value and its ability to adapt to changing consumer preferences paid off. As the stock price soared over the years, Benjamin Graham's investment in Geico. Graham recognized the undervalued potential of the insurance company Geico in the 1940s. His investment in Geico turned out to be highly profitable, demonstrating the power of value investing when applied to solid companies trading at a discount. These case studies highlight the success achieved by these famous value investors and provide valuable lessons for aspiring value investors. For more information on famous value investors and their investment strategies, you can refer to Wikipedia and other reliable sources. 6. Value investing versus growth investing. Comparison of value investing and growth investing. Value investing and growth investing are two popular investment strategies with different approaches. Here is a comparison of the two approaches. Value investing focuses on finding undervalued stocks that are trading below their intrinsic value. Looks for companies with low price-to-earnings ratios, low price-to-book ratios, and high dividend yields. Emphasizes fundamental analysis and seeks out companies with strong balance sheets, steady cash flows, and stable earnings. Investors aim to buy stocks at a discount and hold them for the long term, waiting for the market to recognize their true value. Provides a margin of safety as the low price paid for an undervalued stock reduces the downside risk. Growth investing focuses on finding stocks of companies with high growth potential, regardless of their current valuation. Looks for companies with strong revenue growth, high earnings growth rates, and innovative products or services. Emphasizes future prospects and industry trends, rather than focusing solely on current financial metrics. Investors aim to capture the potential future growth and sell the stocks at a higher price in the future. Involves higher risks, as the valuation of growth stocks is often richly priced and dependent on future earnings growth. Pros and cons of each approach. Value investing. Pros. Offers the potential for generating solid returns by investing in undervalued stocks. Provides a margin of safety and can offer downside protection. Emphasizes strong financials and stability, which can be reassuring for investors. Cons. Requires patience, as it may take time for the market to recognize the true value of a stock. May miss out on high growth opportunities if focusing solely on undervalued stocks. Can involve investing in industries or sectors that are out of favor, which may take longer to recover. Growth investing. Pros. Provides the opportunity to invest in companies with high growth potential. Can result in significant capital appreciation if the growth expectations are met. Allows investors to participate in the success of innovative and disruptive companies. Cons. involves higher risks, as the valuation of growth stocks is often based on future expectations, can be more volatile and subject to market fluctuations, may require a longer investment horizon to realize the full growth potential. Ultimately, the choice between value investing and growth investing depends on an investor's risk tolerance, investment goals, and individual preferences. It may be beneficial to have a well-diversified portfolio that incorporates elements of both strategies. 7. Value investing in different market conditions. Value investing during bull markets. Value investing is a strategy that involves identifying undervalued stocks and investing in them with the expectation that their true value will be recognized by the market over time. While value investing can be a successful strategy in any market condition, it is essential to consider specific factors during different market conditions. During bull markets, when stock prices are generally rising, value investing can still be profitable. Here are some key considerations for value investors during bull markets. Stick to the fundamentals. Even when stock prices are soaring, it's important to focus on the fundamental value of a company. Look for stocks that are trading at a discount to their intrinsic value based on factors such as earnings, cash flow, and book value. Be patient. In a bull market, value stocks may not experience the same rapid price appreciation as growth stocks. It's important to have a long-term perspective and be patient as the market recognizes the value of the stocks you've invested in. Stay disciplined. It can be tempting to chase after high-flying growth stocks during a bull market, but it's important to stick to your value investing principles. Conduct thorough research and analysis, and only invest in stocks that meet your criteria for value. Value investing during bear markets. During bear markets, when stock prices are falling, value investing can be particularly attractive. Here are some key considerations for value investors during bear markets. Capital preservation. A bear market can be a time of heightened volatility and uncertainty. Value investors should focus on preserving capital by investing in stocks with a strong balance sheet and a margin of safety. Contrarian opportunities. Bear markets often create opportunities to buy stocks at significant discounts to their true value. Value investors should be on the lookout for contrarian opportunities where the market has overreacted to negative news or sentiment. Look for dividend-paying stocks. During bear markets, dividend-paying stocks can provide a steady stream of income and potentially offer a cushion against falling stock prices. Consider investing in companies with a history of stable or increasing dividends. It's worth noting that market conditions can change quickly, and value investors should always be prepared to adapt their strategies based on the current environment. By staying disciplined, patient, and focusing on the fundamentals, value investors can navigate different market conditions and potentially achieve long-term success. 8. Value investing tips for beginners. Value investing is a popular investment strategy that involves identifying undervalued stocks and purchasing them at a lower price. If you're new to value investing, here are some tips to help you get started and avoid common mistakes. How to get started with value investing. Do your research before investing in any stock. It's essential to thoroughly research the company and its financials. Look for companies with strong fundamentals and sustainable competitive advantages. Understand the concept of intrinsic value. Intrinsic value is the true value of a stock based on its underlying assets, earnings, and potential growth. Learn how to calculate intrinsic value and use it as a guide when making investment decisions. Patience is key. Value investing requires patience, as it may take time for the market to recognize the true value of a stock. Be prepared to hold on to your investments for the long term, diversify your portfolio, spread your investments across different sectors and companies to minimize risk. Diversification can help protect your portfolio from significant losses. Common mistakes to avoid: not doing enough research. Failing to thoroughly research a company can lead to poor investment decisions. Take the time to understand the company's financials, industry trends, and competitive position. Investing based on emotions. Value investing is a disciplined approach that requires rational decision-making. Avoid making investment decisions based on fear, greed, or market hype, neglecting to set a margin of safety. A margin of safety is the difference between a stock's intrinsic value and its market price. Investing without a margin of safety can leave you vulnerable to significant losses. Ignoring diversification, putting all your eggs in one basket, can be risky. Diversify your portfolio by investing in a variety of stocks across different sectors and asset classes. By following these tips and avoiding common mistakes, you can set yourself on a path to successful value investing. Remember to always do your due diligence and stay informed about market trends and industry developments. 9. Value investing in different industries. Applying value investing principles to different industries. Value investing is an investment strategy that involves identifying undervalued stocks in the market and purchasing them with the expectation that their value will increase over time. While the principles of value investing apply to all industries, different industries may require unique considerations and analysis. Here are some key factors to consider when applying value investing principles to different industries. 1. Financial health. Analyzing the financial health of a company is crucial in value investing. Look for companies with strong balance sheets, low levels of debt, and consistent cash flows. 2. Competitive advantage. Consider the competitive advantage of a company within its specific industry. Look for companies with sustainable competitive advantages that can protect their market share and generate consistent profits. 3. Industry outlook. Assess the industry's current state and future prospects. Look for industries that are poised for growth and have favorable long-term trends. 4. Valuation. Determine the intrinsic value of a company by considering its current and future earnings potential. Compare the current market price of the stock to its intrinsic value to identify undervalued opportunities. Case studies of successful value investing in specific sectors. Successful value investing requires careful analysis and research. Here are some case studies of successful value investing in specific sectors. 1. Technology sector. Value investors in the technology sector often focus on identifying companies with strong intellectual property, innovative products or services, and solid financials. Examples of successful value investing in the technology sector include investing in companies such as Microsoft and Apple when they were undervalued and later experienced significant growth. 2. Healthcare sector. Value investors in the healthcare sector look for companies with promising pipelines of innovative drugs or medical devices, strong revenue growth, and reasonable valuations. Successful value investing in the healthcare sector can be seen in companies such as Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer, which have consistently delivered strong financial performance. 3. Consumer goods sector. Value investors in the consumer goods sector focus on companies that have strong brand recognition, a loyal customer base, and stable cash flows. Companies such as the Coca-Cola Company and Procter & Gamble have been successful value investments due to their strong market positions and consistent dividends. It's important to note that successful value investing requires thorough analysis and an understanding of the specific dynamics of each industry. Researching and identifying companies with strong fundamentals and undervalued stocks can lead to successful value investing strategies in various industries. X. Value investing in a global economy. Value investing opportunities in international markets. Value investing is a popular investment strategy that focuses on finding undervalued stocks and assets in the market. While value investing traditionally has been associated with domestic markets, there are also opportunities for value investors in international markets. Here are some key considerations for value investing in foreign markets. 1. Diversification. Investing in international markets allows investors to diversify their portfolios, reducing risk and potentially increasing returns. By spreading investments across different countries and industries, investors can mitigate the impact of any single market or sector downturn. 2. Undervalued companies. International markets may present opportunities to find undervalued companies that are overlooked by investors. By conducting thorough research and analysis, value investors can identify companies with strong fundamentals and growth potential that are trading at attractive prices. 3. Economic conditions. Understanding the economic conditions and trends in different countries is essential for value investors. Factors such as GDP growth, inflation rates, political stability, and regulatory environment can impact the valuation and growth prospects of companies. 4. Currency risk. Investing in foreign markets involves currency risk, as exchange rates can fluctuate and impact the returns of investments. Value investors should carefully consider the currency risk and take measures to mitigate it, such as hedging strategies. Considerations for investing in foreign companies. When investing in foreign companies, there are specific considerations that value investors should keep in mind. 1. Financial statements. Analyzing the financial statements of foreign companies may present additional challenges due to differences in accounting standards and practices. Value investors should familiarize themselves with these differences and ensure they have access to reliable financial information. 2. Political and regulatory risks. Investing in foreign companies involves exposure to political and regulatory risks. Value investors should carefully assess the political and regulatory environment in the countries where they are considering investing to understand the potential impact on their investments. 3. Cultural and market differences. Understanding the cultural and market differences is crucial for value investors looking to invest in foreign companies. These differences can affect consumer behavior, market dynamics, and competitive landscape, influencing the valuation and growth prospects of companies. 4. Research and due diligence. Thorough research and due diligence are essential when investing in foreign companies. Value investors should conduct comprehensive analysis of the company's fundamentals, competitive position, management team, and industry trends to make informed investment decisions. By considering these factors and conducting thorough research, value investors can identify attractive opportunities in international markets and potentially enhance their investment returns. 11. Conclusion. Benefits of value investing and how it can enhance your investment portfolio. Value investing is a proven strategy that has been used by successful investors for decades. By focusing on buying stocks that are undervalued compared to their intrinsic value, value investors aim to generate long-term capital appreciation. Here are some key benefits of value investing and how it can enhance your investment portfolio. Lower risk. Value investing inherently involves buying undervalued stocks, which reduces the downside risk. By investing in companies that are trading at a discount to their intrinsic value, investors are essentially buying a margin of safety, higher potential returns over time. Undervalued stocks tend to revert to their intrinsic value, which can result in higher potential returns. Value investors use their analysis to identify stocks that have the potential for significant price appreciation. Focus on fundamental analysis. Value investing requires a deep understanding of a company's fundamentals. By focusing on analyzing financial statements, evaluating competitive advantages, and assessing management quality, value investors can make informed investment decisions. Long-term perspective. Value investing is a long-term investment approach. Investors are not concerned with short-term price fluctuations, but rather focus on the long-term value of a company. This long-term perspective helps investors avoid reactionary decisions based on market noise. Contrarian approach. Value investing often involves going against the crowd. By investing in companies that are out of favor or overlooked by the market, value investors can find attractive opportunities that others may have missed. 00. 00.